September is the traditional start of the new season on Broadway. Given the combination of high fuel prices, a weakening dollar, and a general economic downturn, you might expect people in the industry to be skittish about prospects. Reporter Jeff London says you might be wrong.
Let's get the bad news out of the way first. You won't be hearing this song on Broadway this season.
Day by day, day by day.
Oh, a revival of Godspell starring American Idol finalist Diana DeGarmo was supposed to begin performances this month, but a major investor withdrew financing and the production has been postponed indefinitely. The producer blamed the slowing economy, but within a day of the cancellation, the theater had another booking, a revival of David Mamet's Speed the Plow. Variety's Gordon Cox says the economy may be weak, but there's no shortage of shows hoping to make it big on Broadway this season.
There's still plenty of shows jostling for theaters, and there's still a real estate crunch, and shows want theaters, and people want to put on shows still, and the fact that there were other shows to sort of fill in the void left by Godspell or any of these shows that may not make it in this season does indicate that investors and producers are still sort of gung-ho about bringing product to Broadway.
Broadway is a notoriously risky business. 4 out of 5 shows fail to make back their investment. But Charlotte St. Martin, president of the Broadway League, a trade organization of producers, is bullish about the upcoming season.
It certainly doesn't seem like in the actual purchase of tickets that there's been any economic downturn. I think it's a natural tendency for people to read the newspaper and say, oh, well, if that show didn't work out, it's the economy. But so far, we don't see it. I mean, I was just looking, and we have 22 new shows already on the books to open in the coming year, and that's a lot.
Historically, for groups, when times are bad, theater actually is usually very good.
Scott Malilou is president of the Group Sales Box Office. Groups are an important component of the Broadway audience, and their advanced sales help fill new shows' coffers.
Most of them book 6 to 8 months in advance. So while people haven't really felt that economy problem 5 months ago, they may be feeling it now, but they've already purchased their theater tickets and their plane and their bus tickets, and they're ready to go and actually looking forward to it because it keeps their mind off of their other problems.
In fact, the Broadway League's Charlotte Martin thinks, to a certain degree, Broadway is inoculated from the sluggish economy because it draws much of its audience from foreign tourists and is also located in the center of America's largest metropolitan area.
We're fortunate in New York with the weak dollar and with the amount of international tourism that we have that ticket sales are constantly boosted with our out-of-town visitors. And then as a former tourism executive, I know that when people cut back on their budgets a bit, they tend to go regional. So I suspect we're also benefiting from people who are going to New York instead of Rome.
I like to be in America, okay, by me in America.
One song you will be hearing on Broadway later this season is America, from a revival of West Side Story. Scott Malilou says that even before the show opens, it's been doing brisk business.
Even though they don't have a theater yet, again, this is the way the business runs sometimes. You know, West Side Story announces all of a sudden we have all these orders pending for West Side Story.
Of course, West Side Story is a known quantity, even if it hasn't been seen on Broadway for almost 30 years. Another way theater producers are hedging their bets is by creating new musicals based on popular films. High-budget productions of Billy Elliot, Shrek, and 9 to 5 are set to open this season. And signing up big film stars to perform in revivals of well-known plays works too. Making their Broadway debuts in the next few months are Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe in Equus, Kristen Scott Thomas in The Seagull, and Katie Holmes in All My Sons. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And if you can make a Broadway show, we have a complete list of what's opening this fall at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Bright, beautiful world.